FM. Jacaranda FM. It's now 8 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 30, Polokwane 25. President Cyril Ramaphosa has sent Professor Sydney Mufumadi, South Africa's National Security Advisor, as a special envoy to engage with Mozambique's leaders amid the neighboring country's growing unrest. NatJoin's Tabelo Musikile says government remains committed to ensuring the safety and security of its citizens and upholding regional stability. She says government urges its citizens to remain calm and to refrain from spreading unverified information that may lead to unnecessary panic.
The relevant authorities are monitoring the situation closely and will provide timely updates as new information becomes available. Citizens are encouraged to direct any concerns or inquiries to the appropriate channels to ensure accurate and constructive communication.
The City of Johannesburg Emergency Medical Services has warned residents to adhere to fireworks rules and regulations. This comes as New Year's Eve approaches and the use of fireworks is expected. Joburg EMS's Lilo Komalo says they advise residents to be extremely careful when using fireworks. She says residents should refrain from lighting fireworks anywhere near pets.
Please ensure that you purchase fireworks from authorized dealers. No children under the age of 16 may use fireworks without adult supervision. Please ensure that you do not ignite fireworks near schools, agricultural holdings, factories that store explosives, or petrol stations.
The Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union is deeply alarmed and saddened by the increasing number of killings and suicides among law enforcement officials. Pop Crew's Richard Mamabolo says the suicides among law enforcement officials are also a heartbreaking and urgent crisis that cannot be ignored any longer.
Pop Crew remains committed to fighting for the mental and emotional well-being of our members and ensuring that no officer feels unsupported in their most difficult times. We call on government authorities, law enforcement agencies, and society as a whole to take immediate and decisive action to implement the necessary preventative measures.
And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter died in the small hours this morning at the age of 100. Carter only served one term as U.S. president, but remained an influential global figure after his term ended through the Carter Center. He was involved in many peace negotiations and was sent on various diplomatic missions by his successors and ultimately won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinar, Hoofdminister, President Cyril Ramaphosa stuur afvaardige Mozambique.
Let's hope that the great Sydney Mufumadi can actually get the guys over there to see some good sense. But what a mess going on in our southeastern neighbors. Hey, la world. Doggy Swar. Okay, more news coming up at 9 o'clock. It's Merry Monday and a Happy New Week. Oh boy, it doesn't feel the same, does it?
Jacaranda FM plays more.